I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate, mommy.
Yeah, it's your boy John Doe. You know what time it is, baby. It's Chocolate City Radio.
Hey, what they do, man? It's your homeboy Blood Raw Chickadee, you feel me? B Raw Steam, Mr. Motherfucking Ric Flair, jumping off the dresser that he is. Now tell me, right now you chillin' with my home girl, Chuck Mommy. You feel me on Chocolate City Radio? Yeah, this shit about to get real wet, homie. Now tell me.
What's happening? This is your man Money D, representing Mask and Digital Underground. And when I'm not having unprotected sex with your mama, I'm chilling out, riding a chocolate wave with my girl Chalk Mommy. You know how we do. We be killing them.
You're listening to The Vibes right now, hosted by the goddess, the queen, my babes, Chalk Mommy. And all of us right now, we all ride in the chocolate wave, because that's the only wave to ride on, isn't it? It's your boy Dylan Dillinger, cruising. Let's get it. Boom, bang.
Tony Murphy Lee, you know what I'm talking about? This goes out to all my humans. Right now, you riding the wave right here on Chocolate City Radio, motherfuckers. And I'm the one and only Murphy Lee, you know what I'm talking about? Right here with Chalk Mommy. That's what we do. We get it in, all right? You see me!
What's up, everyone? This is your girl, Danny D. Just coming in to let y'all know that I love riding the chocolate wave with my favorite radio host, Chalk Mommy.
I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate, mommy.
What up? This is your boy Noah Jones, Mr. Get With The Movement or Move It himself. And right now I'm riding the chocolate wave with my girl Chalk Mommy. Holla at your boy.
This is that baby making music.
Hey, this is Vin Keaton, and I'm chilling with Chalk Mommy on Chocolate City Radio, the illest sex talk show.
We can do it all night long.
Hey, yo, what's good, Ja? This is Dude Stylistic. And right now, I'm riding a chocolate wave with my homegirl, Chalk Mommy. Let's get it.
What's up, y'all? This your boy, Carter B of 4Play Media Group, and I'm riding a chocolate wave with the Chalk Mommy herself.
What it is, man? Hey, this your boy's Cloud9 right here. You know what I'm saying? And what we doing is we riding the chocolate wave. Hey, got our motherfucking goggles on and everything. Let's do it. Hey, Chalk Mommy, fuck with your boys, man. Cloud9. Yo.
I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate, mommy.
Hello, and welcome to Chocolate City Radio. Yes, I am sick. I have a cold. I don't know where the hell it came from. I think it came from New York. I don't know. I can't say. So I won't blame. I'll just say that I need to be more careful when traveling from different places and stuff like that. So that's all I can say. I sound like shit. Oh, my God. I have to get my voice back because I have to be on the phone at work all day tomorrow. I have to get my sexy back. Damn it, man. Well, anyway, sorry I didn't do a show on Sunday. I was traveling back from New York, and I was hanging out with Ashton all day. So we had, like, a really good time. So it was a nice trip. I got there on Friday, chilled out, went into the city, and got some food. My phone died. I did a little bit of shopping, came back to the room, crashed out because I was tired. Saturday morning, I got up and went to the basketball game at Lincoln High School. They blew out that other team. They blew them out. It was like 39-7. And then I hung out with Rikers and Ant and Keith Stroud. We went to some Chinese restaurant. It was really good. I tried sake for the first time. That shit was so damn nasty. When I tell you that shit was super nasty, it tastes cold. beer and wine together. That shit is nasty. So I stuck with my Coke, and then I went back to my room, stopped in Times Square, brought a purse, brought steak kebabs, and came back to the room. Ooh, I brought some, say I brought a big ass cupcake, and then I brought a some type of carrot cake, and it was kind of good. And then on my way back to the room on the train, I met some people that were going to a party. Turned out to be a swingers party, so turned out to be kind of interesting. So what I did was they got my business card. I got their business card, and, you know, we kept it like that, came back to my room, chilled out, and went to sleep, woke up the next morning, called my bestie Ashton, went to her house in Brooklyn, her man's house. They got me drunk. Ashton cooked. The food was good. I was feeling so tipsy. I was drinking Moscato, watermelon, vodka, and some lemonade. That shit was nice. So, you know, on my way home, I was, oh, God, I was feeling really good. I can't even complain. That shit was good. Had a full belly. Had a nice little whatchamacallit going on. So it was really, 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 really nice. And then last night, me and Ashton had fun. I was talking to Ashton, then we called in to Miss Boss Lady's radio show. Oh, excuse me, y'all. I really have no manners. And she had a guest, and you know me, I've never really called into her show and spoke, so she met me on the line. And then I proceeded to behave myself, and Ashton was off the chain. She had no manners. She asked the artist, has he ever farted and came at the same time? Has he ever actually, like, has someone ever rode his face and put their tongue, put his tongue on their booty? Ashton was just really, really, she was just off the chain last night. I don't know what was wrong with her. Hey, Ashton, how you doing?
So you just gonna lie to your listeners straight like that.
What you mean? See, what happened was I was telling the B side story. See, the B side is the reverse of what really happened. So now that you are, I can put it on the A side and be like, yes, I had no manners last night. I went on somebody else's talk show. Turned it up times 20, and then we got the hell off the show.
Yes, tell the truth, shame the devil.
I don't know what it came from last night. I don't know where it came from.
It didn't have to come from anywhere. That's just you.
See, that's the problem with you. I come see you when you get me drunk and feed me, and you just feel like you can just tell me about myself. Oh, my gosh. You know what? That's why I got no words for you. I have no words for you.
How you ask somebody on somebody else's show, did they come and fart at the same time during sex ever?
He had a song talking about making bitches fart, so I felt like it was the appropriate moment.
That's true.
So, I mean, and then I ain't even going to front. When he said he was Haitian, I just wanted to hang up then.
Ooh.
Taz, girl, told you I had a Haitian put a roof on me.
Right, you did.
I don't play with them Haitian boys. You get them some good pussy, and I, like, you want to take it away, they're going to fix you. They will fix
put
your
that
ass.
Bad juju.
Like, yeah, it's like, you know what? I bet you won't give this away to nobody else.
Dang, that's crazy. I got to ask you details on that.
I'm just saying. And, you know, for everybody that's being nosy, no. I didn't get no dick when I was in New York. That's not what I came for. I came for Ashton, but I didn't want to fight her man. Now
that nigga had no manners. whoa, he made me look like a saint. Oh, my gosh. Okay, you know what, girl? Okay, you missed the show last week when Big Gov was on, and he made this song about Papoose. I never heard the song, but he had people feeling some type of way, right? Mm-hmm. Well, how about he sent me the song today, and I listened to it, and I'm like, yo, that song is hot. So, you know, I wouldn't be me if I didn't play it.
I got to hear it.
It's called Quit Reaching. And this is by Big Gov. This is from Big Gov out of Detroit, Black Government Music. Hey. And this is a song in response to Papoose doing an interview dissing Big Sean and Detroit people, artists. So Quit Reaching.
Hey 50, my nigga, let me brown this shit real quick, man. I'll give it right back, I promise. I know what the fuck is wrong with this nigga, man. This nigga got me feeling like motherfucking AWOL, Detroit Most Wanted, G-Unit, NWA, EPMD, Wu-Tang, all rolled in one, nigga. Fuck you gon' diss a D, nigga, man. Where you do that at? You know you done fucked up, don't you?
You done fucked up, right?
Man.
Look,
Detroit City. Bezos say he the king of the D, huh? He can have it, I need this world in my feet, Your nigga Gov is a god, so no weapon formed against me will make it past my squad. This rap shit is full of queer dudes, like Papoose, who need a fucking career boost. I heard you wanna go and diss shine, huh? Like somebody from my city wouldn't respond, huh? See, that's how you get destroyed. I don't know what the fuck you thought, Detroit, rap for Detroit. And I got a lot of love for my New York niggas. Yeah. But I'm about to go ham on this pork nigga. Shout out to Kay Slay, now that's a real nigga. But for the life of me, I don't know how he deal with you. And every single bar your heart, Pooch, you're killing me. You're hit and miss lyrically, really a liability. I would never invest in such trash. You ain't never had a hit and the mixtapes was ass. I heard your little first chain diss nigga. And to me you sounded like a lame bitch nigga. Who's just trying to gain fame off a nigga that's on top of the game by using his name in vain. And since you like menace, I'm the nigga that came to kill you after you shot the cousin of Kane. Oh, you mad he getting guap right now? And you broke, Pap, you barely buying socks right now. I'm hoping that this sucker nigga holler back. Matter of fact, free Remy, I need a shot of that. And you don't really wanna talk about no gunplay, cause I'm everywhere, we can cross paths one day. How you want it, nigga? Hands of the handgun, knock a pussy out his panties, pop a nigga like a zanny.
Yeah, bitch, I'm from the D. So when you diss a Detroit nigga, you diss me. It's Detroit versus everybody. Violate, motherfucker, we gon' catch a body. What you mean, nigga? Yeah, bitch, I'm from the D. So when you diss a Detroit nigga, you diss me. I love it when these pussy-ass niggas try and act hard. How the fuck you diss a nigga from my backyard?
I bet you Biggie turning over in his grave. How you from Brooklyn, but pussy in front like you brave? Come on, Pat, what's the last fight you had? You ain't from no fucking streets, you ain't never bust no mag. You a rapper, and nigga, I'ma tell you from the tip-top. Keep it on wax and let it remain hip-hop. Cause anything else to get you smashed. If you don't know about the Motor City, you better ask. This is no-fly zone, the home of Big Meech. Consecutive murder capital, nigga, watch what you speak. And Sean, he a product of the D. I'm proud that he's finally famous and still holding the city down. Hey, Pap, you in denial, why you fighting the truth? Remy Ma should be your ghostwriter, she nicer than you. Always crying and complaining, shut the fuck up, nigga. And don't let this rap shit get you fucked up, nigga.
Yeah, bitch, I'm from the D. So when you diss a Detroit nigga, you diss me. It's Detroit versus everybody. Violating, motherfucker, we gon' catch a body. What you mean, nigga? Yeah, bitch, I'm from the D. So when you diss a Detroit nigga, you diss me. I love it when these pussy-ass niggas try and act hard. How the fuck you diss a nigga from my backyard?
Hey, nigga, I ain't even twist the cap all the way off. That's just a light twist. I want you to respond, cause that's when I'ma take the top all the way off and go in on your bitch ass. 31/3.
Okay, so what do you think about that, Ash?
Well, all right. Did Papoose hear that?
I'm sure he did. Because even one of Papoose's dudes reached out to Gov on Twitter and basically was like, you know, he respected his gangster because, you know, everybody is, like, getting upset because it was like he didn't take it at you personally, blah, blah, blah. But it's like it doesn't matter. You can't diss a rapper in a city and not expect other people to take notice to it. That's just like when Trinidad James came to New York and supposedly he dissed New York, but it was like when he was speaking the truth, people was like, go ahead and preach. You know what I'm saying? Like, you telling the truth. But then Mango took it upon himself to call him and be a bully. Like, you know what I'm saying? You can't be dissing New York, this, that, and the third. He said, that's not what I was doing. The media basically manipulated what I said and only played what they wanted to make it seem like it was a diss. And he was saying that, you know, he was speaking some other stuff. And he said, I made a video. And, you know, he said, I apologize because that wasn't his intent. But Mano wanted to be like a bully because I listened to the recording last night. And I was like, really? Come on, Mano. Right. You bullying Trinidad James? Really? Really?
Yeah,
why
Mano,
you messing with that little boy?
Because he ain't got nothing else to put out.
So I was just like, you know what? So it's like, you know, Papoose can't do nothing but respect it because he said something about Big Sean in Detroit, and, you know, Detroit is going through it. The city is bankrupt. It's like real fucked up in that city. So you really got to watch what you say about people in their city because I'm sure somebody say something about your city, then you're going to go all in.
Yeah.
And then, you know, for Papoose to be listening last week and then, you know, supposedly listening, and then he said that he was a nobody. Yo, my nigga, nobody. I mean, just because you may not, he may not be popping in New York like on the 97s, this, that, and the third. Like, he's somebody where he's from on the West Coast and other places. I'm sure if you go to the Midwest, they're going to be like, Papoose, so who the fuck is that? You ain't really, ain't getting those fans down here. You ain't getting no fans every. I mean, you barely get some fucking spins in New York. You got an underground buzz. Power 97 ain't playing your shit. If they are, somebody please call in and correct me. They was playing your wife shit. Now, when she come home, maybe y'all make some records together and you'll get on the radio that way.
Like, when is she supposed to be coming home anyway?
That's, I don't know. I bet she won't shoot nobody else.
You know,
I bet you she. Girl, what is going on with your uncle, George Zimmerman?
Girl, I done called him and was like, listen, you boys have to stop putting the guns to people because, you know, you're getting away with it too many times.
I mean, oh, my God.
He said he's invincible.
Oh, my goodness. Wow, you know what? Hey, I need everybody to keep DJ Iceman in your prayers. His mother is, like, very sick, and they're not really expecting her to make it by the weekend. And he posted on Facebook that he spoke with his mom, and it may have been the last conversation that he will have with her because they're giving her discomfort drugs and everything like that, I guess, for whatever it is she's going through the last phases. So I just need everybody to keep DJ Iceman and his family in y'all prayers and, you know, just pray that his mother makes a smooth transition and she goes home where she needs to be so she can look down on him and everybody else because, you know, life is serious. Life is very serious. So, you know, please make sure y'all do that. So, you know, life is good. Life is good, like LG. Life is good for some people. Oh, Lord. And shout out to Fleet DJ Caramel Love. She had surgery, and she just came home last night. And, you know, I'm glad she made it through. I told her she'd be okay. She had emergency surgery. So
damn, it just seems like everybody is just going through so much health-wise. Everybody, if you have, like, prayer warriors or you got some praying aunties, grandmas, everything, you know, for all of us heathens, y'all need to get some blessed oil, put it on, and keep it moving. And then everybody be all right. Everybody will most definitely be all right. Hey, Mo, how you doing? Oh, my God. I'm so sick. Action, this shit ain't even funny. It's not fair. This is what happens when I come to New York, to come to see you and come see Rikers. And I had a good time, but y'all are not here to take care of me, and this is not fair. So I need to know how y'all gonna fix this.
Who?
So what? I need to know how you write this and how y'all gonna fix this. I'm sick. I'm sick. If I hadn't came to New York, I might not be feeling ill. Had I not been hanging with you on Sunday in the rain and stuff like that, I might not be ill.
No, you ain't talking to me. I'm over here quiet like she must be on the other phone because she ain't talking to me.
I thought I made that up. I thought I fed you, got you some good liquor,
got you some conversation. You swear my homie's brother. It was crazy. That nigga just
Oh my God. That dude was feeling himself with, like, how many people listening? When y'all at home and y'all hear somebody come in, how many of y'all are gonna stand at your bedroom door and just a towel?
Talk about hello.
Hey.
That nigga
Oh my gosh. That shit was so funny. He had his New York Billy D on. Hello.
Yes.
Do I know you? Hey. And he came out the room dressed. Like, yes. Like, bitch, you need to see me. You need to know who I am. No, motherfucker. Yeah. You need to know who I am. Ashley Martin, you better tell him. You better tell him. He be coming down to North Carolina.
He found out.
Like, had I took him in his bedroom and did him dirty. I would have really had no manners.
A whole new world for
him. Ashley was like, what? You were like, yo, record that. Can't record that. So I'm just like,
He needs to learn any lessons, you know? He thinks he got his gift.
That was crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my
mm-hmm.
goodness.
How's the nutcracker?
I have not touched that. I think I might touch that on Thanksgiving. You know, my daughter's like, I don't know why the hell you got all that liquor on your bed. I mean, on your table. That shit about to be gone. I said, oh, yeah, like y'all did my Sky Vodka. Replace half of it with water, you nasty motherfuckers. Like, no. Yes, I had like a big half a gallon, that big ass bottle. And my son was like, Mom, you need something to drink. I was like, go ahead, get something to drink right there. He's like, yo, this shit watered down. I'm like, what do you mean? I was like, oh my God. So I was like, I see what I got to do. And for everybody that's like, they didn't get a chance to see me, I'm coming back soon. Trust me on that. I'm going to come and we're going to have a good time. And it's like, I'm going to give you details. We're going to come back. We're going to go out. This trip was more of a downtown trip for me because I was going through some personal things. And it's like when you go through personal things, it's like sometimes you use a trip to get your mind right and go somewhere else. So I came to New York, and my plan, I carried out my plans, which was to go to the football game, meet Rikers, and hang out with Ashton. And, you know, I was able to do that. So it's like I had a very good time. And I'm going to come back, like I said, and we're going to turn it up. We're going to get it popping. And we just gonna do the damn thing.
Now, what we have planned on doing is getting Chalk a date, an official date. The New Yorker.
Oh, I forgot about that. Win a date with Chalk. Oh, yes.
Win a date with Chalk. You have to submit video footage of why she should choose to go on a date with you. And the winner will be announced on a show. Spoke to before the date on the show, and we will hear about the date.
Oh, yes. I mean, are you going to come along and video record it? I mean, just because y'all win a date does not mean you're going to get some pussy. I'm just going to keep it hot.
Right.
That does not mean that. That just means you get to be in my presence, and we get to go out to eat, and we get to drink, and you get to pay for it. That's what that means. And then, you know, you might get to...
maybe actually get to know somebody, you know. Maybe this person could be a decent individual for you.
Yo, I need a no manners nigga. I need you to have no motherfucking manners at all, because I have no manners at all. I have manners on Christmas and Thanksgiving.
You're real ignorant at the dinner table and embarrass you.
Nah, I mean, I just need him to be fun with it. I bet Mo got some no manners nigga friends. What's up, Mo?
I ain't fuck with you. I ain't got Instagram yet.
You better get your ass on YouTube.
Yo, I follow everything. It would not download. I download everything I had to download. I was sitting there with the geeks and everything, sitting there talking to some white boys on a headset, and it just wouldn't.
And that's because you need a short bus short computer.
And one of the promises you broke is that your ass is going to get me some Instagram.
Well, you know what? I told you that I would, but I thought that when I got my battery that it would make my computer work, but the screen, it won't cut on. You know what I'm saying? So I was like, fuck. And on my new computer, I don't have the program and everything. And then I was with the guy on Saturday, and he was going to come back to my telly Saturday night after he had took his cousin some places, but he said it was so late. And then on Sunday morning, I was with Ashton, and he was doing something because he does a lot of shit with basketball, with A&1 and everything. So they was having, like, a powwow and stuff. So I wasn't able to get him to hit you up. And then after Ashton got me drunk, I wasn't thinking about nothing else.
So it's my fault.
Mm-hmm.
Girl, hey, I'm not about to turn down no damn food, no alcohol. You seen how I was in the liquor store.
You could invite a nigga over for dinner, too. I could have came to 8.
You
would have
came
to
8 with us?
I could have came and ate dinner, too. Shit, she was bragging about your dinner. I was like, damn, I'm right here in Queens. I drive. Shit.
No, I didn't know. I didn't know. I didn't know, but I had to feed her.
Because I was starving.
The
way to my heart is to feed me. The way to my heart is to feed me.
Yeah, I can't wait for you to come back up, because you're not going to a hotel.
Oh, shit, we about to have an orgy at Ashton's crib. Party over here. Party.
And yeah, misunderstanding.
Shit, Ashton, do you know how to look? Ashton, do you know how to put Instagram on Blackbird?
No, but I can help you find
out. Ashton has an Android.
Huh?
Ashton has an Android, so her shit comes from the App Store. She don't got a phone, no nothing.
I'm still trying. I told you I've been on the phone with the geeks and everything, and them niggas is like, I just don't know what's wrong with your computer because I walked you through everything. And I'm like, yo, this shit is not working. It's not working.
Go to crackberry.com. That's what you're
going
to have to do.
I went to Crackberry. I watched 3 YouTube videos. I called the geeks. You know what I mean? Somebody that actually got to physically be there and do it because I walk through every step. I download every engine. I uploaded everything. So it won't even download to my computer. So I'm like, maybe it's Google.
That's because your computer is discriminating against you because your computer knows that you don't like nigga bitches.
So you know what it is? The shit don't want the sad thing, and I feel it. I always said, nah, I ain't going to get on Instagram because, number one, it's a star trouble, and number two, I probably don't want to see some shit. You understand? And for some reason, it's just not allowing me to get Instagram. When I bought the Galaxy S4, it was too big for my job. I'm a driver. Then I bought the iPhone to get back. Then it's okay. The BlackBerry got buttons. I can lock it. I can touch it. I'm an old nigga, you know? So I went back to the BlackBerry, the Q10. The man in the store swore I could get Instagram. Yo, you can get it. I'm telling you. I know these salaries. So I bought the Q10. This shit
I'm looking at my BlackBerry right now, and I'm loving Instagram. I got my finger, and I'm scrolling up. Like, oh, let me stroke you up.
And I was calling you. I was supposed to get the interview with you and Papoose. I was going to do a live interview. You was going to tape it. But you just was so busy. So I guess next time you come down, I already prepped him for it. He said he
was.
What
you going to prep him for? For me to have no manners? Like, what you going
to
prep him for?
I had to let him know because, you know, Remy is his wife, and I had to let him know.
You had to let him know what?
Nothing. That you're not going to ask him the average questions.
Yo, nigga, how the hell are you dealing with your sex drive since your wife's been locked up for several years? I know. I heard that when you jack your dick for a long time, like, that shit get longer and bigger. Is that true? Because you've been how many years strong?
Yeah, so he's willing to interview, so you hit me on the side. I don't know if y'all want to, you know? It should be interesting.
Any interview I do is interesting because you just never know what is going to come out of my mouth, and then you never know what's going to come out of Ashton's mouth. Ashton is way worse than I am. I've come to the realization of that.
And Ashton, you write in a
way worse.
You write in a
hood. That's
true. Huh? Ashton, you in a hood. You should be getting all these interviews, yo. Playing low key, shit. Nobody knows who she is. Why you playing so
fast? When I come back to New York, we really gonna do the damn thing. I'm make sure I'm like plugged up good. You know what I'm saying? And then we gonna hit the streets, and we just gonna do the damn thing. That's all I'm gonna say.
Mhm.
We is.
You said that the last time. I don't believe until I see it.
So, Mo, do you have any candidates for Win a Date with Chuck?
I got a few people. I don't think Chuck was ready for them.
Oh, what the fuck that means?
My people are real. I don't think you're ready.
And I'm fake?
No, you're not fake. It's just that, like I said.
Man, you better check my bedroom resume. I don't know the fuck wrong, too. You better check my resume, period.
I would hate you to pack, I would hate you to pack up the kids and move to New York. That's all I'm saying.
What?
I would hate for you to pack up your kids and move to New York.
So do you think they would submit a video of why Chalk should go out on a date with them?
Yeah, I could hook that up for you.
What do you think they'll say?
I don't know.
Should go with me because I'm a real nigga.
Nah, that's just what I say. I don't give a fuck what another nigga say. I don't know what they gonna say. They might say some shit that makes you fall in love. Who knows?
50 Tyson did it one time.
What the fuck you say?
I said 50 Tyson did it. Who knows?
Oh, he tried it.
Nah, that should be cool. That should be interesting. You want to tape it?
Tape what?
No, they're supposed to tape it and send it to my email.
No, will you tape the date so we can see it?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Taping the date.
And how about you, Ashton? You going to submit your date, too?
No, sir.
You scared?
No, Ashton is not single.
Come on now. I told you I was in a situation, remember?
Oh, yeah. We spoke about that.
My situation ain't easy.
It ain't easy?
He ain't easy.
Well, it ain't hard. It ain't hard either because you're still in it.
It's always hard.
Nah, it ain't hard. You managing. Brooklyn nigga, Queens nigga, or Harlem nigga?
Brooklyn.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you in a situation. Us Brooklyn niggas, you don't know whether we coming or going, huh?
Exactly.
But it's a great situation.
It's all right.
You content, so it got to be great.
He's a challenge, definitely.
Shit, Brooklyn, we've been challenged from birth.
Mentally, physically.
Everything.
Yes, ma'am.
Brooklyn niggas.
Hold on, what you gonna say about Brooklyn niggas? Because you can't be
Brooklyn niggas kicked out at 13, so Brooklyn niggas know how to get money.
Oh, of course, Brooklyn niggas they do. I can't take nothing away from them.
Yeah, Brooklyn niggas know how to get that paper. Queens niggas know how to get that. Harlem niggas, New York niggas know how to get that paper, but it's on different levels.
I gotta take this call. 2543, you live on the air.
That's all I'm gonna say. I'm just laughing.
That's a ha ha. Do it again, bro.
You don't even know.
That's that up to no good kind of laugh. What I done did now? I'm myself.
I just felt like this was a safe show to log into.
Oh, yes. Yes, this show is most definitely safe. I got the condoms on the dresser, you know, in case somebody call in and try to fuck me. You know, we good?
No head at the round table.
But show enough on the show, bus.
Anyway, I ain't going to touch that one. That's not for me to touch. Alright. Anyway. You can mute me. I'm good.
Okay.
Bye.
Oh, my gosh. I love my show. I love my show. I love me. I love the type of people that I kick it with, because I kick it with people from all walks of life, you know what I mean? So I never know what people are going to call in and say. I never know what people are going to do when they see me. I'm waiting. This is what I'm waiting for. I'm waiting to be out in public somewhere, and somebody comes up to me and be like, yo, Chalk Mommy, I just love you, and they whip out their dick. And that's going to be the day I'm going to be like, wow. I would be shocked. That would shock me. If somebody just come up and just whip their dick out, that would shock me.
Oh, yeah, you'll love my niggas.
They would have to have something to whip out, my nothing artificial. No comment. Oh, my goodness. Ashton. Oh, no, you missed the song that we played. We played Big Girl's song. I actually heard it today, and I would say I like it. I actually like the song. It was nice.
Mm-hmm.
Ashton liked it, too. I like stuff like that because it's like it keeps you it helps you keep stepping your game up. When you diss somebody and then somebody diss you, it's like, you know, going back and forth. Like you gotta keep your shit straight. I like that. That's just like if somebody diss me, depending on what they dissing me for, then they got to set their game up and be ready because I'm going to come at you. Like, you know, or if somebody said that they could fuck better than Ashton, then they would really have to step their game up because I know Ashton going to put it down. And I don't have to be there to be a judge. I had to be there to see that.
Can't use that as an example. She's in a situation.
My situation.
That's why I'm using her as an example. Everybody's in a
situation. My situation would be up for that challenge. He would do that. It's me that doesn't want that.
Mm.
Yeah, he ain't gonna put me to shame.
Oh yeah, shorty got a big old butt. Oh yeah. We don't leave that one alone. We gonna move right along to the next subject. Oh yes, I forgot about that, Ashton. Yes, we will never be hearing any call-ins from her. So, Ashton, hit us up with some entertainment news.
Hell no.
Hit us up with some entertainment news. I hear back shots are back in style. I forgot what those felt like. Damn, I forgot what penetration felt like. Fuck. Damn. I can't believe I went to New York and didn't get no kind of jig, didn't get no kind of coochie lick. How this was, damn. No kiss, no fondling. Just
I'm lost, Chocolate. What happened to your situation?
Mind your business, lady.
I like him. This is mad.
That is an awesome
He's the one, and I got
$1 million. I wish I had a soundboard because I would definitely give you applause and cheers and confetti and everything.
Yeah, what happened? You was going hard. Like, you fight for weeks.
Right? Like, she was going hard for a nigga, and then one day she just stopped talking about it, right?
Yeah, she was quiet. She came on the stove. She was quiet in the interview. Yes. Now she, I came to New York and ain't here. What the fuck happened to your situation?
That's right. Alamo.
Niggas, that was stupid. Yeah, that was quick. What the fuck? Did he blink his eyes? He was gone?
Good observation, Mo.
He praised the nigga too early. That's what it was. He was being real nice. Can't fall for the nice guys. I tell you, the nice guys are the worst. She was Ashton. She was open. Remember, she was open. Like it was different. She's different
right?
From everybody else.
Y'all got that right.
A lot to say.
She had a lot. Mo, I'm telling you, he's different. I'm telling you, Mo, he's different. I like this one. And you know how I am, and he keeps me, you know, he keeps me grounded. And it ain't shit.
Y'all know what? On that note, I have to compose myself. So I'm going to play the song. It's called Like You.
I'll give y'all the overview. Shut up, Mo. We don't need no time to be thinking about nothing. Give it to us right now.
I'm going to give you mute right now. Damn it, you're going to get a motherfucking song today.
I'm Mr. Throw It In The Bag, I buy you what you
I
want.
You what you
trips overseas if that's what you want.
That's what you want.
I Michael Kors your closet just to see you stunt. Come kick it with a boss where you ain't gotta work. All I need is time, that money all on my mind. Them vacations we take, I do it just to ease your mind. Your body perfect like time. Hold up for a second, I can tell you, babe, I ain't lying. Love and effect, you ain't Rihanna and I ain't Future. But I can tell when we together, we into it. This love forever, and you might just think I'm selfish. Cause I ain't sharing, I just wanna make you feel special. I'm under pressure.
Sometimes I'm never on time, I'm always there when you call. Your friends saying I'm bad, they don't know me at all. Sometimes I'm never on time, I'm always there when you call. Your friends saying I'm bad, they don't know me at all.
Travel around the world, I can't never meet no girl that's like you. And I search here and I search there, I search everywhere, but I can never find no girl that's like you.
I can't find another girl like you.
I
ain't never been a friend, but I could be your friend. Kiss me, put your lip against mine, and don't let your tongue play innocent. I can read your mind, and yes, you're about to get the business. No need to acting all shy. We can knock the boots like Timberland. Shorty won't get thug, and this thug she about to be getting. Riding like four wheels on them pilots hitting them switches. Swerving lane to lane where them lovers only visit. See, I be looking for love, GPS from a distance. Let your heart control what these haters gon' be missing. Cause misery love company, and company be tripping. I've been looking for love, GPS from a distance. Let your heart control what these haters gon' be missing.
I can travel around the world, I can meet so many girls, but I can't never meet no girl that's like you. And I search here and I search there, I search everywhere, but I can never find no girl that's like you.
I can't find another girl like you. Surely every day I pray that both of our dreams come true.
Cause I can't find a girl like you.
I've been looking for her all over my city. She say she like my swag, but she got me tatted dizzy. Say fuck the press, she hung straight to them interviews. And she like the best, she 26 but she old school. And you old news, me I do new things. Hopped out of old school and let her swag off in that new thing. Me I'm so cool, but she my blue flame. My heart is an icebox, but I fell for it like loose change. Now I'm stuck between, should I stay or should I play? But we know the laws obey. But so many came my way, somebody pray for me. Cause all I know is to go and push. She my tenderoni, cause she like to blow that kush, blow that kush.
Travel around the world, meet so many girls, but I can't never meet no girl that's like you. And I search here and I search there, I search everywhere, but I can never find no girl that's like you.
I can't find another girl like you.
shorty every day. Pray that both of our dreams come true.
Cause I can't find a girl like you.
R.I.P. said Curtis DCE like you. Now, getting back to this retarded motherfucker Mo.
I can't find a girl like you. How you gonna play a song like that? That's what he was saying to you.
Mo, let me go ahead and tell you something real quick. We don't play with that song. That's my artist that passed. Don't do that.
I know, and I like this song, but like I said,
I needed an out. That's what I needed an out so I could regroup and get ready to to figure out what kind of bullshit I was about to tell y'all.
Bang, bang.
Okay. See, what happened was I had a situation. Mm-hmm. The situation was a good situation in the beginning. Mm-hmm. But the situation overall was a wrong situation. Morally, it was wrong, right? So, you know, luckily it was a long-distance situation, which means that, you know, we only saw each other here and there. So, you know, now there is no situation. Was that good enough for you?
We waiting.
Get Tom on the line. He'll be asking some detailed-ass questions. Since you want to be vague.
I swear, y'all, I never felt so uncomfortable as I am right now. Because y'all not supposed to be asking me questions like this. We're not talking about my situation. We talking about our
situation.
Situation
tonight, boo boo.
You know what? What happened was the situation turned bad. Okay. Sex was great. Sex was awesome. But, you know, there was just some mitigating factors outside of the bedroom that just caused things to just go really bad. You know what I'm saying? I'm not ready to just open up the chat. I think I'm going to have to talk to Oprah. I think I'm going to have to sit on the Oprah show and talk about this. I'm traumatized. Have a lot of deep thoughts going on, and Mo, it's just none of your motherfucking business.
So the nigga wasn't shit.
Oh my God. I'm not gonna say all of that. I'm just gonna say he was way bigger than me.
Okay, and?
Yeah, he was just way bigger than me. I mean, it's like there are some people you meet in life that y'all are equals, then there are some people that are just not up to par for you, and then there are just some people that are just bigger than you.
What do you mean bigger than you?
Give level to this shit.
You couldn't handle the nigga or something, you think?
The what?
What?
You couldn't handle that nigga. You heard what you said?
I can handle her.
No, the dick couldn't handle her.
I said you couldn't handle him sexually?
Oh, no, that's not it, boo-boo. No, that's not it. It's just a lot of stuff going on in the world right now, and it's a lot of bullshit going on, and it's a lot of big bullshit, and it's bigger than me. So with mm-hmm. that being said, I had to remove myself from that situation because mm-hmm. it was starting to be a really bad situation for all parties involved. Like I said, this person is way bigger than me.
Oh, he was going to be your exes.
No. Scotty, hi, boo. How are you doing? Are you coming to
I'm
help me?
I'm the subject. Yo, Scotty, don't let her hang you up here. Let's change the subject.
What up, Scotty? What up, Ashley? What up, Mo? What's poppin', y'all?
Baby, look, don't interfere because we want to know.
Oh, man.
She told me. She won't tell me, though. All she told me was the situation was bigger, and she left it at that. She won't tell me either. I don't know.
I'm saying, I'm lost.
Chuck, in
you
the entertainment industry.
You said he was bigger than you, Chuck?
Yes, he was bigger than me, and the situation
hey,
was bigger
you,
than me.
You, everybody bigger than you. You ain't nothing but what? Like,
Scotty.
Yes, darling.
Scotty.
Yes.
No, you mean he was bigger than you industry-wise? That's what you're saying?
Uh-huh. Yeah. And the situation that arose from him was bigger than me, and I was being consumed in it. So I had to remove myself out of the situation because I was finding myself standing up for him, and in the process of me standing up for my friend, I was viciously getting attacked, and I was coming out of character. And I was, like, taking off the gloves, like I was ready to box people, like, literally.
That's it.
And
that's
so
the industry.
So you were dating Suge Knight?
Right.
Well, I really can't stand here right now. I can't stand here right now.
But you were dating Suge Knight on the low, let me find out.
Okay, I think 2543 has something to say. Did you raise your hand? Hello?
The bottom line of the situation, we just going to dig into it, because y'all don't know, but I know. The nigga came and farted at the same time, turned her off, and it was over.
Damn. Wait, I missed that. I'm shaving. I missed that. What happened, bro?
The nigga came and parted at the same time. That ended the relationship right there. That was it. Over. Done.
To get a chick right.
Wait, you ain't need a nigga because he came and farted. Wait, you left the nigga because he came and fought it at the same time? Was you giving the nigga a hand or something?
Damn. What? That thing is talk shit. Goodbye, nigga.
Oh, the nigga... Oh, you can't leave the nigga cause of that. Like I said, unless the nigga caught you right in your face while you was looking at his balls.
Oh, man. I think it's too much, man.
See, this is the shit I have to go through.
She's getting shitted on.
This is why I don't do relationships. This is why I don't do public relationships. This is why I try to do private relationships. This is why I don't do relationships at all. I'm going
Girl,
back
you,
to shut up, mom. Nobody asked you to say not one word. You was on listener restriction. You just listen. You don't say nothing right now. You just listen. I'm talking. Now, the situation was, so it was something serious. I feel that, I really, honestly, y'all, and I'm just keeping it 100, I can't tell you, I don't know what really happened other than a situation turned really bad, and I got caught in the middle, and I was being attacked on social media because I stood up for my friend, and I was getting out of character, and for me being a radio host, and for me being a journalist, I couldn't personally get involved like I was. But the one thing you guys know about me is if I'm your friend and I rock with you, I'm going to rock with you to the end. I'm not going to let anybody disrespect you, nor am I going to let anybody talk shit about you. But at the same time, I'm not going to let a motherfucker disrespect me either. So the situation went from like a motherfucking snowball to an avalanche, and I had to hop off because it's turning into a very ugly situation. A lot of people in the industry are upset. A lot of people are pissed, and I have to stay neutral. And in the last few days, I haven't been neutral, because I've been pulled in so many different directions and all of this bullshit that I just want to be out of it. I just want to be out of it. And I don't know if I can get out just like that because I was so involved in it.
Mom,
and that's what happened to my situation.
Damn.
Am I fucked up behind it? Yes, I am.
You
because
was in love?
It's an ugly situation, Mo. I'm telling you, it's very ugly.
It's amongst them, though? I mean, was the whole situation amongst them?
Huh?
Was the whole situation amongst all of them, and you just got dragged into it, is what you're saying?
I did it split too fast.
What the fuck?
Ashton, help me out with this one.
The nigga ain't shit.
Listen, did he hold you down, though, in the end? Like, even at some point when he was coming at you, did he come to your defense?
Right.
At one point, yes. A lot of people were calling me that normally don't call me, and was telling me that this is not my battle, and I can't fight it. And
right.
I tried.
As a man, if it was his battle as a man, he was supposed to step up and tell you himself to step back and let him down.
But what people don't know about me is once I'm started, I'm started. Scotty knows this. Ashton knows this. Once I start, it's no stop.
I don't have an off button.
You know what's sad about that, Chocolate? That's how a lot of brothers get killed out here.
Mo got a good point.
Brothers get killed.
A lot of people lose their life behind that.
Once you tell a woman to fall back and you can handle it, they tend to go to the extra, you know, the extent, and then, you know, we know how to deal with it. You know, we deal with it our ways. And the woman always adding fuel to the fire until the shit explodes. You feel me? Are you mad that he told you to fall back and you felt the kind of way? Because I'm still lost on why you had to leave him alone. Did you see the other people?
I had, in order to leave the situation alone, I had to leave him alone. Because if I didn't leave him alone, the situation is growing bigger. And so the bigger it got, the more people were going to come at me because of the things that I spoke of on what I saw. You feel me? My thing is, I can only speak on what I see. I can't speak on other things. But if you're going to attack a person's character for one thing, and I can vouch that this one thing is true, then I'm going to stand my ground on that because that's the truth.
Mm-hmm. But did, oh, damn. It's a sticky situation, though, because at the end of the day, if it was his battle and you added your two cents being his girl, you was wrong.
I didn't add my two cents in as his girl. I added my two cents in as hold the fuck up. This,
I know, but
this fuck, but I wasn't doing it as his girl. That's the thing. I was doing it because that was my friend. First and foremost, we were friends before anything else. So I spoke on.
Defending your friend.
Openly. Yeah, and then I spoke on some other shit. When I spoke on other shit, all they could do was attack me from something else because I was speaking the truth on all around the board. You feel me? So it's just like, you say one thing, and then I'm going to say something, but at the same time, I knew that I was personally involved, and knowing that being in the industry and what I do, I can't just go jump out there like that. So everything I said was... I thought about, you know what I'm saying? I wasn't like a firecracker just going off of my emotions until motherfuckers started calling me bitches and stuff like that. Then it became personal because y'all mad at whatever the fuck they said. So because I spoke on something that I saw and that I could speak on and clarify the truth, then it's like y'all couldn't really fuck with me on that, so you just attacked me for being a female.
Oh, I still don't understand why you left him alone. That's your friend forever. That's what I'm saying.
Can
like,
you please tell him why it started getting too big for me, Mo? It started getting too big. When you got motherfucking Jazzy Jeff and Grandmaster Flash and you got the whole world up in an uproar and then other shit is about to come out, I couldn't be in that.
All right.
Yeah.
I couldn't be in that. And...
You know,
and they didn't
want
me in that.
Yeah, I know a little bit about, I've seen a little bit about that. So I do know where you're going with it, coming from with it. So, yeah, he was, it's best you did step back, though.
I still don't know why you stepped back from the relationship.
Exactly.
She's not answering that question.
We were way off the subject, right?
Yes, she did. I'm sorry.
Shark Slick on that one. She like that. Got me on some whole other shit. I'm going to run with that shit for the next hour.
Yo, the business
aspect. Politically correct.
The business aspect, I understand.
Damn, do I call an escort?
Yo, relationship.
Okay, Mo. In this situation, business and personal runs together. You feel me? So, with me being who I am and keeping my business tight and motherfuckers not attacking my character or going on my site and seeing the felony head game and then coming at me on a different level, it was best to have that out gracefully.
You told your money over your relationship.
Huh?
So you told your money over your relationship, basically.
Oh my god.
That's about a lot.
Mo.
No, listen, yes, yo, keep it 100. That's why I pay attention to it. I like it. And I'm a real nigga and I like hearing real shit. Basically, the bottom line is you chose money over honey. That's it.
No.
More crazy.
motherfucker. Don't feed into him. You
know,
no, you truly got to.
Like, isn't that the bottom line? Seriously. Because she just explained that, you know, it was getting too big and it was fucking up her image and, you know, her relationship. So she chose her image and the money over. The thing that had her strung out where she wasn't talking to us on the show. Y'all remember that thing she was going through? Yo, them niggas said they was fucking through bank. She said, fuck that nigga, come out.
You know what?
Yo, you a ride or die chick, I tell you.
Oh, man, that was funny.
Oh, God.
Oh, oh, man.
Yeah. Chocolate, thank you. No, no, I just want to thank you because I'm being enlightened because I damn sure don't want to drink in my phone.
Mo,
yeah, I love you, Mo.
Mo, don't do that, okay? Don't even do that.
I'm just calling it, but I see. I mean, I don't see it. I'm not watching TV. I'm calling it. I hear it.
You're not listening to everything.
I did. I heard everything but how he fucked up in the relationship. I heard everything but how he fucked up the relationship. So
he fucked up in the relationship because it was too many fucking lies told. On a large magnitude, on a larger scale, on a larger level, to the fact where I'm like, I have to question everything. If I have to question everything, then I have to go.
Because
you can lie to the world, but you don't lie to your friends.
You can't lie to me. Hello, good night.
Don't lie to me. Tell me the truth.
So don't sit there and be like, oh, it was about my money, this, that, and the third. No, it's about integrity.
No, I'll tell you, see, now you're getting to the truth. He was an average industry nigga. They life is a dream. They life is a whole fairy tale. It is what it is. He lied to the world. What do you think he ain't going to lie to you? That's his image. That's what he has to portray. That's how he get his money. You understand? It don't make him no different than you. He just wants you to see that life he want everybody else to see. So he painted that picture, and you brought it right off his wall.
It's not the fact that I brought it. It's just the fact that I always, it's like, this is me. You tell me something, right? I listen to it. Then if you say something else and it doesn't correspond with what you told me in the beginning, then I'm going to start questioning you. Then when other shit start happening, I'm questioning that and I'm paying attention. I'm always paying attention. You feel me? So then when other things come out and then I listen to you, and then I watch an interview, and then it's like you start backtracking, and my brain is like registering everything, like everything. I had a boyfriend that told me like a long time ago, bitch, you remember too much shit for your own good. And I do. So
you got
saved like,
too early.
I what?
You have saved too early. You don't trust nobody. You can start trusting the person.
It's not the fact of me, like, trusting, because like I said, there was things said in the beginning. I just never said anything because my thing is, it's like, remember, when you tell one lie, you gotta tell more lies to keep up with that one lie than if you tell the truth, it is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
So my thing is, it was a $182 million situation that came into play that just made the whole world go crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's when a whole lot of stuff came out, out the woodworks. It's like fucking you put a piece of cake in the middle of the street, and all these ants come swarming.
Yo, can I ask you a question, though?
Yes.
Who is he? Because I'm feeling like that, like.
You ain't getting out of me, nigga.
He is mystery meat.
Yeah, who? You not that. I'm still not ready to reveal that.
See,
that, I'm really not ready to.
Okay, we keep Big Papa a secret then.
I like it when you call me Big Papa. Showstopper.
Just like the girl at Atlanta Housewives, we keep them a secret.
Yes, I'm going to keep the secrets. You should know that. I kept my secret.
He got to be somebody.
I kept it. I kept my secret, Mo.
What secret he got?
That you like to wear my panties and you sent me a picture of them.
See, didn't you say we should lie in the beginning of the situation? You understand? Didn't you say we should lie in the situation? That's not a lie to the folks out there. Don't try to change the subject. I see your little slime, your little joke in, because I want to know who Big Papa was that broke your heart.
My heart is not broken, bitch. Well, no. My heart is not broken. Trust me on that. My heart is not broken. My heart is heavy because all the people that's involved and some people got hurt that were close to me. That's where my heart is heavy at. No.
No.
I'm going to lay it out for you. I'm going to lay it out for you eventually. But my heart is heavy for people that got in this. It's a messy situation. Just trust me on this. If I like this, this shit is better than Love and Hip Hop.
Hey, Chuck.
Yes?
I ain't going to say no names, but I think you're going to catch what I'm about to say. It's Dog in the middle of it, and you know who I'm talking about, who you kind of introduced me to indirectly. Who I interviewed. You know who I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. See, that ain't shit. You ain't shit, bro.
I can't say. I don't even. See, now I kind of know what it's about, and I she right. It's, some things best left upstairs.
That's fun. This is radio.
Yeah, it's deep.
That shit makes good radio, man. That shit ain't shit.
Okay, well then, I mean, I guess you'll listen to the show on Sunday because a lot of shit coming out on Sunday.
Yeah,
no,
dog.
R&B on Sunday. Come on. Let
nah, ain't no. What? Why you don't even listen? I play motherfucking music on Sunday. Man, if you don't get your Brooklyn queen hopping ass down, I will punch you in your motherfucking big head.
I want to know now.
Nah, you going to wait till Sunday, my nigga?
You going to say who Big Papa is?
Where's the sauerkraut at?
Where my sauerkraut?
I'm in the grocery store.
Oh, I was like, my sauerkraut? You trying to say my coochie sour? What the fuck? And I ain't fussing a while, but damn.
Yeah, but the stuff in the bag, right?
Yeah, in the bag.
Yeah.
Okay.
Chocolate spray. I heard what you said, and I couldn't say nothing back. I'll try not to laugh, dog. You crazy stuff.
Yeah, the fucking thing blew it, man.
I'm just saying.
Ooh, I mean,
sauerkraut, that's the sauerkraut.
Okay. Thank you.
Scotty, I would just say that Sunday you would want to tune in.
Yeah, I'm
tuning
in. You know, Dog, he kind of, you know, we keep in touch, so I know what's up, and you're right, it is something. I'm definitely tuning in, yeah. I'll just say that.
Damn, man, Sunday is 3 days away. Like waiting for the goddamn Super Bowl, yo.
It's a foul situation because money. That's all
Well, you know, money is the second root of all evil. Besides, I mean, you know, money.
Yeah, money is the root of all evil. But it's like I'm learning so much about this industry. I'm learning like it's shitty as fuck, but at the same time, it's like with numbers like that. That should come directly from the company, and that should come with a press release and everything like that. And if you're not seeing shit in writing after an announcement like that is made, then you need to be like, what's really going on?
What's really good? What's really happening?
Like, I have so many questions about everything, like, about everything. And at the end of the day, it's like I'm still caught in the fucking middle from that situation, from that end to another end. It's like, and I'm like, God, it's like I'm, you know how like you come to a point, it's like you come, it's like two angles that come into a point.
Mm-hmm.
It's like
top of
that,
pyramid.
I'm like right in the middle, I'm like right at the top of that pyramid, like what the fuck, how did I get here?
It all happens because somebody spun a lie out of control. That's what happened. A lie that got spun way out of control. But yeah, I'm gonna be doing it. I definitely will.
Man, I don't ever want to see no $1 million deals. I don't want to see. I just want to see my paycheck. That's all I want. My paycheck and my tax return.
This industry's off the chain, man. People say all the time it's shady and say they don't know the half of that shit, man. They don't know the half of that shit. People speak on it. They don't be known.
I just want to see my paycheck because I earned it. I earned it. I mean, huh?
I'd rather $1 million bonus rather than $1 million deal, because every deal you got to pay back, and that's what sucks in this world. It's upfront money for you to build and, you know, do what you got to do. But to pay that shit back is a whole different ball game. It's like borrowing money from the mafia.
You damn, you got to sell your soul to pay that shit back.
Yes, it is. I've been a low ones and I've been the high ones. I've been big bucks and I've been a low record deal where the guy was so happy to take the low deal just for the distributing part.
Mm-hmm.
And then I've been in deals where they all, you know, multi-million dollars where a nigga after he signed on the dotted line was like, yo, how the fuck am I going to make this shit back?
Shit back,
with baby and cash money, yo. The nigga's got $100 million deal, and if you read, a lot of that shit haven't been paid back yet. By Lil Wayne sipping on syrup and drinking alcohol with his liquor, rubbing alcohol with his motherfucker.
Right, exactly. You got a lot of cats. You got a whole lot of these dudes that's still signed, man. And they ain't brought the album
forever. Yeah, you got a manager like Baby who took part of that money and bought a million cars and houses, stuff that's not going to pay him back. And you got Lil Wayne out there selling his ass and his soul just to pay that red back. You feel me?
That shit back.
You know, and the people don't understand that. Whatever you see on TV, that shit ain't all glitter and gold. It's nice, you know, it's cool. But all that shit is borrowed. Because when that man can take his shit back, you know, it's like the IRS. Once they come take their shit, they come to take their shit.
Yeah, they ain't playing about that. Money is glorified in that game, and it's not what you think it is.
Independent niggas. I respect them dudes out there grinding from their pockets and hustling, and all that money is coming to them. It ain't all majors. You understand? People, everybody wants that record deal.
Give
people back their money. That shit is real serious, boy. Niggas get hung out of windows and shit.
You
see these little Jews at the desk owning everything, but their bodyguards be big niggas hanging you out the fucking window.
He's telling the truth, though. He ain't
exaggerating. I'm stuck. I'm not going to say I'm stuck on stupid. I'm just stuck because it's like this shit is like so fucking crazy because I'm just like, how in the hell did Ashton let me get in a situation like this?
What?
Ashton, you did that? What would you do that, Ashton?
Ashton, we're going to vouch for you because she said she knew this nigga from bottom to the top. You understand? You chose to lay down with the dude,
Ashton. Oh, hold up. This is one thing you will know about me, Mo. Anything I do, I own it. I'm never going to say I regret being coming one with this person. I'm never going to say I regret giving up what I gave up. I'm not going to ever say that because I made a conscious-ass decision to do what the fuck I did. So, no, I will joke all day long, but at the end of the day, I own up to every motherfucking thing I do.
That's the stuff.
That's the stuff.
And I respect you. You ain't a ride or die stick, but you
no manners. Well, fuck you telling me I'm not a ride or die stick. Because at the end of the day, I am a ride or die stick, but if you knew everything in the situation, you would be like, you know what, Chop? You did the only thing that you could do.
I
trust in that. Like, I don't think you grind me like that. I'm pretty sure it was a lot more to make you, turn your back on them. I understand.
And it's not like I turned my back because before I decided to leave the situation, I spoke to them. You feel me? I'm like, hey, look, blase, but they was on something else. You know what I'm saying? So I'm just like, you know what? Fuck it. I'm done. You know what I'm saying? So it's not like I just, you know what I'm saying? Because we had been talking, and I was giving them my opinion as a person and as a person that they were dealing with or whatever. And then I got frustrated.
And then you got hurt in the middle of it. Fuck that.
So she said her heart ain't broke, so she didn't give a
fuck. No, my heart is not broke. That's one thing. My heart is not broken.
It's cracked
It's cracked. It's not cracked. You know what I'm saying? I am just in a different place emotionally. I'm detached from everything. Because I'm not going to sit here and say, like, oh, I don't care about this person, because I do. And it's a fucked up situation for everybody, and me personally, it's just crazy because 1 week exactly from when we did that Illuminati show, all hell broke loose. I'm just like, oh my God. Oh, let me not talk about that because I like where I'm at. So, you know, I just feel like it's a whole lot of coincidences and everything like that.
They got you.
They what?
Fuck
the
Illuminati shit, man.
Fuck the Illuminati.
No. What I'm saying is, to me, it's like a coincidence or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, certain things were said, names thrown out and stuff like that. And I'm just like, damn, 1 week from that show, it's like all hell broke loose in certain people's lives and stuff like that. Nothing has ever been the same, and I'm not the only person that felt like that. Other people on the panel felt the same way, like, damn, you think? Even Ashton felt like that. Miss Boss Lady felt like that.
Yeah, it was in too deep, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was ridiculous for no reason.
Mm-hmm.
So, well, you know.
Gave a platform, that's what it was, and I guess they didn't appreciate the platform for the conversation.
Well, damn, I always give a platform. It's motherfucking unappreciated, and guess what? That's their motherfucking fault, ain't it?
That's why you got the heat behind it, because, you know, you gave the platform, because you didn't get the platform for the people to hear. You wouldn't have got no heat behind it, so that's, you know.
Wow,
that's,
if they didn't get the platform for people to, like, you know, shit, they don't say the motherfuckers on YouTube. They don't say nothing to their artists that's running around the stage doing them little eyes and O's and shit.
You know, of course, you know they're going to try to strong on women, and if it was a nigga, they wouldn't have said nothing. So you know how that game is played.
Yep, exactly.
Again, that's
well,
a coward game to play.
Yeah, but I'm like this. I'm covered.
You got to get on your Queen Latifah shit. You got to say, fuck y'all niggas.
Oh, I thought you meant I need to get on some dyke shit. I'm like, oh, I'm not ready to give a dick yet.
Nigga, I ain't say get on no dyke. That's all
okay. Even though she eats a little coochie kill, right? But, like, she's a stand-up woman. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
She was going to take on the whole naughty violation by herself. She ain't give a fuck about it.
Yeah, Doc, I'm still there. You believe that shit? Yeah. I told you a little bit about that.
I'll try it out.
You know what, Mom? I don't know what medication you did take when you was a child, but you need to take that shit now. I don't know what the fuck you...
She was going to
fuck Trish up.
Get that little Vinny. She was going to fuck up.
You know what, Scotty? I can't stand when you and Moa on the show together because y'all truly disgust me at times. Y'all made me want to just slap the shit out of both of y'all at one time with an open hand.
Little Vinny was going to kill it, boy.
Hell, no.
Yeah,
that nigga called her like, Cleo, what I do to you, Cleo?
Oh, shit.
Okay, now, but y'all, you in a strong industry, and you in a male-dominated, well, you in a fucking nigga-bitch-dominated industry.
How do I compete with nigga bitches? I mean, well, you so knowledgeable on this. How do I compete with nigga bitches, honestly?
I'm saying, you just get your Queen Latifah on. You got to be strong. And be strong and stick by the word. Fuck them. And at the end of the day, you're a woman. Y'all got so many rights in the world. You understand? A nigga slap you on the deal for sexual harassment. You know what I mean? The shit a nigga do to me and the shit a nigga do to you is two totally different stories. You know what I mean? We going out like niggas. A nigga think twice about putting his hand on a woman. Think twice about any certain shit. You know what I mean? You got women's rights behind you. You got Oprah. You got Whoopi Goldberg. You got Queen Latifah. You got, I would say you got Ellen, but... I don't think you got Ellen behind you, but she might hold you.
Oh, shit.
Nah, you got women's rights behind you. For real. Like, you stand
oh,
up.
Oh, God.
You're last in the industry. Two ass things.
Oh.
You know,
oh,
y'all, y'all show a business full of women, so y'all got to be strong. Y'all got to grow some balls. I ain't saying strap on. Strap on, but just grow some balls and let these niggas know y'all about business.
Fuck yeah, y'all fucking around, yeah.
Man, be quiet. Ashton, Big Tone is on. I know he's on. Oh, gosh, I can't. Hey, Big Tone, how you doing?
Talk, what's good? What's going on? What did I walk into tonight? Pray, explain that. I'm just checking in.
I'm just going to go ahead and give you a disclaimer right now. Do not follow suit with Mo. Do not follow suit with Scotty, and you will be all right. I will not hang up on you tonight. Do not fall.
Oh,
in
you hanging
suit.
Up on niggas tonight? Is
yo,
that serious? What's going on?
You need to fuck up today.
So, yo, we got hung up on last week. I was sitting there getting.
No, that's because of the fucking BlackBerry. When I was trying to call Big Dove, the fucking BlackBerry just fucking blacked out and cut off. And I'm like, what the fuck?
She said, Big Dove. Big Dove, you stupid.
Okay, look, motherfucker. I'm tired tonight. First of all, I'm doing this show sick. I have a bad cold, so, you know what I mean? So, y'all have to bear with me. And I've been taking medicine.
That New York weather got you fucked up.
Yeah. I think Mo could do some of
these on me. Oh, you got a bad hot dog from Coney Island.
I don't eat hot dogs.
Oh, no.
You know?
I don't eat hot dogs. I ain't taste no dick or nothing.
I was
like,
pure. What? I was very pure.
Well, that's your fault if you ain't getting no dick while you was in New York. There's plenty of motherfuckers out here that's trying to fuck something. So that's a
lame
ass.
I was going through something. Sex was not on my mind. I was going through something.
Mm-hmm. So anyway, what did I walk into tonight that you hanging up on niggas? What's going on?
Queen Latifah.
I never hang up on nobody. Mo and Scotty is on a witch hunt. And Ashton is not having my back like she should. And Miss Boss Lady is just being nosy as fuck and ain't saying a motherfucking word. But it's okay.
I'm saying what happened though. Like, what the fuck? Like,
no, you okay? Let me break it down. She broke up with her situation.
Mo asked me, we were talking about Ashton and her situation, and then Mo was like, hold on, wait a minute, what's going on with you and your situation? And I was letting Mo know that my situation no longer exists right now, you know what I'm saying? And he did a tone. He wanted to be Inspector Gadget, you know what I'm saying? So he was asking some questions, and I can't really divulge everything right now, so I had to just give him a roundabout story, you know what I mean? So, you know, Mo is still not really accepting what I'm saying, but he's respecting what I'm saying. So there's a difference.
Yes.
Hey, Miss Boss Lady.
Hey, boo.
Oh, shit, Miss Boss Lady. Goody. What up, Boss Lady?
They're giving me hell tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my gosh, what happened? Hey, Tone, how are you?
I'm well. I'm yummy. How are you? I'm yummy.
Oh, good. Who's all on the line?
Ashton, Mo, and Tone. Scotty just hung up because he's in the grocery store. He ain't had no manners. He was buying sauerkraut, looking for dildos and all kinds of other shit in the supermarket.
Oh, my God.
Oh, shit. Yeah. Looking for fuck off for Magnums and shit.
Yeah.
So say it on some trap, yo. So you a free agent, son? Let's pop it. I need to offer you a contract and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. Cuffing my
niggas is free agents, right? It's cuffing season. Niggas is free agents during cuffing season? Nah. That's bad business right there, man. I mean, you got to cuff something. Cuff a toy. Cuff a pillow. Something. A porn, DVD, something.
I have Donnie. I have my teddy bear. I have a big teddy bear. Y'all can see Donnie on Instagram.
Oh, you got the big vibrated teddy bear?
One of the new kids on the block? What the fuck is?
I have a life-size Ted. That's what I call him. His name is Donnie. My daughter named him.
Oh,
it's a teddy bear that a friend gave me.
I know
me.
Batteries at a shortage this time of the year. And it ain't because it's Christmas season.
No, I don't use toys anymore. I'm strictly just pure. I don't use my toys or
you use the shower head.
No. I don't do that either.
What the heck do what Tommy had going on?
You know Tom is the nasty.
Don't act like you don't even use that. Listen, boss lady, and for any woman that's listening, I guarantee you if you took a survey out of 50 women, 45 of them would say they don't use a shower head to get off in the shower. I know.
Well, I must be part of the five.
I know I am because I don't masturbate.
Listen, I don't.
I'm just saying not with the shower.
Oh damn! I'm leaving that one alone.
Oh shit!
How do you play with the shower head? Ooh.
Miss Boyle, I need to get you a shower head for Christmas then. So,
for what?
So you can see what it's about.
No, I don't need that.
Oh, you got the big 12-inch. You got the big 12-inch dildo you stick on the shower wall.
I don't have toys.
Oh,
shit.
Tone.
What the fuck did y'all do then? What the hell? Like, what the hell? Like, no toys? No shower head? No,
bro,
what the fuck, man?
How the hell do you know about all this shit? This nigga said a dick you stick on the wall. He's saying it was someone's passion.
Hey, listen. When you deal with the kind of woman I deal with, they have their own little fucking toy chest. I don't fucking just find this shit out because I do research. I find this shit out through fucking stumbling upon shit.
No, because you like to ask questions, a lot of questions.
Right, you're right, exactly. I want to know shit about you. That's why I want to know what the fuck going on. I want to know what's going on in your life. I want to know what time you scratch your ass, what time you take a shit.
You
want to
know everything.
You know what I'm saying? I'm a Scorpio. I'm a Scorpio. We got our nose in the A thing.
Sorry.
I
want to
know what time
everything?
You eat in A thing.
You got your nose in everything? Ooh, so, Tom, how about them Giants?
Watch your mouth. They doing their thing. Watch your mouth. They doing their thing.
They play the Cow Bitches this week. I'm not a Giant fan, but
I call them the Cowgirls, too. I don't like them.
They the Cow Bitches. And Tony Homo, he's the biggest bitch of them all.
Yes, he can't fucking play football at all. He can't get his dick sucked and play football. He just can't do anything. I need to fuck with him and just get him off balance and just go ahead and bet on against Dallas and just get my paper.
Nah, you know what, though? Tony Romo, he's a decent quarterback. Now, I'm gonna give Tony Romo his props. He a baller because he played a couple of games with a cracked red. He do be balling out, but with him, it's like when it means the most, that's when he fuck up. Like the niggas could throw for 600 yards. The niggas could throw for 600 yards, but the last 20 yards, that nigga throw the ball into the fucking fifth row or some shit.
Yeah.
He's
got
a chopper.
The worst quarterback in the world. Eli Manning, if it wasn't for his squad, brother, the Giants would be garbage. Seriously, Eli Manning is the worst quarterback in the world, bro.
Oh, yeah, they made a lot of catches. The Giants got a lot of lucky breaks during the past 5 years.
A squad. We just got a terrible quarterback. They win them games. Look, they defense get most of the points. You understand what I'm saying? So that's the quarterback's problem. We would have got Michael Vick. We'd have been all right.
Mm-hmm.
No, they ain't
so the hell y'all with?
Huh? You crazy. If we'd have had Vick, if Vick played on the Giants, we'd have been ill. You crazy. There'd have been no stopping them. We just ain't got a backup quarterback. Eli is a bum.
They got a rookie.
That he is.
The Giants got a
like
rookie
that.
For a backup quarterback.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. We should have got the Jets rookie. He's playing his ass off. Should he start and fuck the rookie?
Well, I'm happy to say that Philly is at the top of the NFC conference and NFC East. Yes, thank you.
Hey, we in there too. Don't worry about it.
Y'all number 3, 4, and 6. Fuck that.
We in it. They was counting us out in the beginning of the season.
I know. I'm still counting y'all bitches out.
Nah. Mm-mm. Let it go, Keisha Cole. Let it go.
Why gotta be
Yo,
Keisha Cole?
Yo, that's the biggest shit, though. Fuck that.
You can't be who?
Why can't be Frankie?
Oh, you think crackhead?
Nah, Frankie she just honest about her shit.
No, she's just a crackhead. All crackheads are honest.
No, no crackhead.
No,
all crackheads are honest about their life. I'm telling you. They'll tell you about their crack life.
Yeah, crackheads will tell you a life story, then be like, yo, so how your mother doing? They always want to ask about your mother. You don't even know my mother. I know, but how your mother doing, though? Why crackheads always want to start a conversation with you and be like, yo, boy, how your mother doing? Nigga, we talking about fucking, you asking about our moms.
Because they're being respectful. They want to feel connected before they cop that dope from you. How was your family? You know what I'm saying? So, you know, y'all be bonding. So the next time they come to you and they got all their money, they going to feel like, yo, you know what I'm saying? I'll be asking about the fam. You know, can you look out for me and shit?
Now, I don't play that. I ain't giving you shit for free. Fuck out of here. Better have some of the money.
You give dick for free. Shut up.
Watch your mouth, nigga.
Make me.
Watch your mouth before I get on the phone with your situation. I just Googled it.
You know, that nigga lied. Because when you found him, my training is over.
Look, that nigga lied because we all know everything is not on the web. That shit was wiped off.
I just Googled
it.
Anything you want to know about a person, you can find out on the internet. Anything you want to know about a person, you just find out on the internet.
Nah, you can't. It's
you want to research showers? You want to research chicken spots? It's all on the web.
But it's certain shit that's not. Trust us.
You
want to
research all kind of hotels? It's all on the web.
She said, no, he not. No, he not. Relax, baby. I don't even know the nigga name. Relax.
But no, he's wrong. You like a motherfucking, what's a good word for Mo, y'all?
Say something slick.
I ain't gonna say nothing. I'm being good.
Where Ashton at? She on the line or she off somewhere playing with a shower?
Why are you minding my fucking business, Tom? What the fuck?
Oh, sorry. That's how niggas is coming at me tonight? Damn.
Son,
what the fuck,
Brooklyn?
That sound like a Brooklyn senior who ain't get her thought chicken yet. You need some chicken or something? You
ain't get my
what? You ain't get your thought chicken.
Fried chicken? How you know I eat
that's
fried
it.
Chicken?
I know you're always grilled chicken. What did I say? Thought. T-O-H-T. Thought chicken.
Thought chicken, yeah.
Whatever, nigga.
You stupid. You
I'm
know
turned up. I'm ready to fuck somebody up for a week
what
now.
What happened? Your shower head, bro?
What? Don't play with me. I don't need no shower head. I have a situation who don't allow me to come up for air.
Yo, I hate for somebody to call me a situation. Yo.
She said a situation that allows me to come up for air. Wow.
He don't allow me to come up for air.
Yo, they put the Reebok pumps back out with the basketball that pumped up the Reebok.
I should need that. She needs all the pumps she can get for air.
I do. I need some lessons.
Yo, Ashton.
Yeah.
When he introduced you to people, did he say this is my situation?
No, we don't have that problem.
Oh, okay. I just want to know. I just want to see how blunt and bold y'all are using this word.
I mean, why?
Oh,
Does the word situation bother y'all?
So the new shit now is not homeboy.
I'm introduced to her man as a situation. That's just like, okay. Why don't you just say your boo if you don't want to call him your man? That situation shit is like, nigga, I'm just settling. That's what that seemed like to me. Like, we had to come.
Oh, is that the new shit now? Instead of saying it's your homeboy or just a friend, it's a situation. They call it a situation now. That shit is lame.
I can't say that's my homeboy because he do more than homeboys do. I can't say we in a relationship because we ain't have that conversation. We got to get it together. I thought Mo understood that because he
Hit me out. I said I know what a situation means. I just don't agree with the terminology. I know what it means, and I understand what you're going through, but I'm just saying for a man to agree to them terms and do what he's doing, you know what I mean? Like, if I'm just a situation, I'm going to just beat my situation and go about my business. Because I'm just a situation. I'm not doing none of the kinks, none of the extra, none of the going out, none of that. Just a situation. You understand?
Well, I don't have a
situation. So you say.
I just hate the word. I just think it's just, that's like me saying.
It's like cutting you short as a guy and what you put into it. Like a word.
nothing to it. You know what I mean?
It's like no matter what I put into it, I'm just a situation. Just, so it's like you cutting me short.
You know?
Sounds cheap. I'd rather you just call me a fucking.
Y'all talking about females.
To me, it's a classy word for jump off.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
I'd rather you just call me a homeboy than call me a situation.
That's like when he's talking to his people, and he'd be like, yeah, shorty, my shorty, whatever, whatever. I can't trip. He don't be like, oh, my wifey, my everything, my muse, my this. He don't go that far. So what the fuck?
Listen. A nigga called his girl so many things around his friends. Like, he can, you know, that's my boo, wifey, my shorty, you know what I mean? My babe. So I'm going to be like, yo, that's my jump off. That's like you sit there, like, yeah, I just left my situation at home. You know, like,
no,
I don't know.
Situation.
Me,
as far as I'm concerned, we're not doing the big things that we need to be doing for me to be calling it anything else other than what it is. He's the here and now, if that suits you. No.
But then that's your friend then. It should just be a friend
now. That's my here and now, end of discussion. That's my here and now, end of discussion. Because I don't go forth to talk about what the hell is that you got going on over there. So who knows what you got going on over there.
He's Freddie Jackson, the nigga. I understand. We're going to leave that alone.
So,
if he's your situation.
Yes, please. Because, you know, if we opening up my Pandora's box, we need to open up everybody's closets. Feel me? Behind my phone and I mind my business. Now, if you want to ask me my situation, you have to be ready to come out with yours.
Ooh, we scared.
God, be scared. Be not scared. I don't give a fuck. But know that if you want to talk about mine, we got to hear about yours.
Right,
before
cool.
You try to analyze mine.
Okay. And he's saying that to say.
No, my thing is, I'm not talking about nobody's situation. My thing is, I'd rather you just call me a friend than to call me a situation.
I'm sure you would.
I'd rather just be a friend. Because how does that sound? Oh, that's just my situation. I'd rather just be like, nah, this is a friend of mine. That's a good friend of mine.
Yo, who is that? Ball for asking, because she's lit tonight.
Yeah, oh, not Austin. Austin going in on y'all niggas.
Austin is lit tonight.
She going in on nobody. She going in on herself.
She said,
people always got something to say on how you say what you say. Fuck out of here.
She going in, bro.
I say what I say, it works for me. How you want to be called, I'll call you that. We don't have no problems here. We happy.
Ashton, it's cool, sweetie. You ain't the one that screwed you last night. It's cool.
He's the what?
I said, we ain't the ones who screwed you last night. It's cool. It's
nobody
cool.
Screwed me all last right. Night.
All right.
I don't get screwed.
Cool. She going ham tonight. You got some Kanye juice or some shit in your system?
I'm just saying.
Oh. Some nutcrackers.
Oh, okay. Yeah, make
Brooklyn nutcrackers have a nigga bouncing off the walls.
You would know, right? Because you make them?
No, I don't make them. I know niggas who do make them, though.
You make them. What you put in them, Tone?
I don't make nutcrackers. I got a homie that make nutcrackers, and he got like the best nutcrackers in town. This
yeah,
shit had
he
this
do
shit.
Got the best nutcrackers in town.
Whatever.
Shot fire.
Oh my God, I can't do none of y'all. I'm so
yo, Jones, you just pulled out the full clip on you, man. Let out the whole clip. What the fuck?
Ain't pulling out nothing. You better just go deal with her situation.
Don't tell me what I better deal with, Paul, because I can tell you what you need to deal with.
I don't need to do nothing but just be on this
you
phone.
You don't need to do nothing but reevaluate what's going on with you. Is you right or is you left?
Ain't no evaluating shit with me because I ain't evaluating
that
with you.
Don't tell me to deal with
that
situation,
Tom. That's something you got to deal with Mo. And you got to deal with that with Mo. All I said was that the
situation
is
happening. I don't have a problem with my situation.
All I said was the title situation, I didn't agree with. That's all I said. Mo over here Googling motherfucking situation. All right, go take that shit up with Mo. All I said was the title situation.
I'm telling you, don't tell me. Don't, I don't have to take nothing up with Mo. Me and Mo handled ours. You telling me I need to go back and deal with my situation. Don't tell me what I need to be doing about your situation.
All I said was that's a title situation I didn't agree with. That's all I said. Nobody was talking about your situation, or nobody agreed or disagreed. That is to you and Mo. I don't know where
don't
you got the
wires. Don't tell me what I need to be doing, Tom.
You start talking about
Nobody tells you what you need to be doing.
That's why I said what I said.
Does anybody tell you what you need to be doing?
Oh, Larry, he got the best.
Does anybody tell you what you need to be doing?
It ain't even that kind of party, though. But it's not even that kind of a party, though. All I said was I don't like this type of situation. That's it. That's all I said. You getting all tight over there. If you on here with an attitude, you should be on your attitude.
I'm not tight.
Tonight,
I don't have an attitude. My thing is don't talk to me about what I need to be doing.
But don't try throwing sub at me, though. I'm saying, though, like, really? You try to throw a sub at me? Ain't even about
what
me. Ain't even about
that.
What's throwing at you, Tom? When you got sarcastic, what's the comment?
I'm bouncing off the walls, right? So when somebody come back at you, you don't like it.
Come on, man. You want to talk about it. So you try to be sarcastic with the whole Nutcracker comic. Come on. You ain't in the bottom of that.
I'm sarcastic. Everybody know about you, bro. I don't care if I care.
You know I don't care. You know I don't give two fucks about what people care about me.
So don't tell me what I need to be doing because nobody tells you what you need to be doing.
My skin is tougher than leather. All right, so I get two shits
about
what somebody
that
nobody
need
came
to be doing.
Nobody puts food on my table. Nobody
tells me what you need to be doing.
If anything, I do motherfuckers
anyway.
A favor with coming on these motherfucking shows. How about that?
What'd you say to me? What'd you say?
If you ain't hear what I said, check the replay when the show's over.
Nigga, fuck you, because it don't even matter. How about that?
It don't matter. I can't. Like I said,
it don't matter.
It really don't.
Wow. On that note?
Come on, Brooklyn. You got to get on the phone, Brooklyn.
Huh?
Come on, Brooklyn. We got to get along, Brooklyn.
Wow. I'm sick. I'm going to bed.
Your Ashton is lit tonight, boy. She's like,
my boo is like, whoa.
Yeah. I ain't never even hear her speak that much. She's going ham tonight. Hey.
Say the right things, you get the right response.
Oh, shit. Now she's from Brooklyn. You got your juice now, baby.
Say the right thing, you get the right response.
Yo, Tom, where you at, Tom?
I'm right here. More day. Okay.
I'm saying,
What you thought, I hung up or something?
Oh, shit. Oh, my goodness.
Y'all know I'm an instigator, so stop. I'm just playing with both of y'all. Leave it alone.
Well, it's time to start it. No, late night tonight. I got to go take some medicine so I can try to go to work in the morning because I can't be talking to customers sounding like this. You know what I mean? I got to be trying to sound sexy and stuff. Sunday night, the show is going to be crazy. We're going to be addressing some issues in the news, the entertainment industry. Got a lot of people calling in, a lot of people speaking. So, Tone, Ashton, Mo, shout out to y'all for supporting me. Y'all are crazy. Y'all make me laugh. Honestly, with everything that's going on in my life right now, friends is what makes a lot of shit bearable. I'm just gonna keep it hot. Friends is what make a lot of shit bearable, and I need all my friends right now. So, on that note, I'm gonna get off the phone and
You sound so sick.
Yeah.
You got some Theraflu?
What?
Go get some Theraflu. Knock it right out.
I'll get that tomorrow. Oh, so I'm gonna talk to y'all later, Ashton. I'm gonna call you later, okay?
Okay.
She's still lit.
Mo, get the fuck off my phone. That's what you do, Mo. Just get off. Just good night, Tone. Good night, Ashton. Good night, Mo. Good night, Cece. Good night for everybody that's listening. Make sure y'all tune in Sunday if y'all missed anything. Replay is about to be available. Good night.
Feel better, Chop.
Thank you.
Good night, everyone.